Here's a look at First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Well, the sub-freezing conditions moved out of our neck of the woods, and they're moving into other parts of the country. Very cold weather expected as far south as Texas and Florida. Numbing colds expected to ease up there, too, over the coming days. Memphis major utility provider said crews are making progress trying to restore water service for 700,000 people. 41 broken water mains located around these homes and businesses. Winter storms over the past week have claimed 72 lives around the United States. Hypothermia, road accidents around. Memphis Light and Gas repairing all those water breaks. In the meantime, they're worried about running out of power, the demand on the grid. We've gone so much to green energy, we can't replace what we need. Tennessee's Emergency Management Agency said that they have power outages and water failures as well. Even down in Mississippi, they're expecting temperatures that could get below zero for the first time in a long time. Rescuers in southwestern China's mountainous region have retrieved 9 bodies after a huge landslide buried 47 people in a remote village. 500 were evacuated. Happened early in the morning. Victims were buried in some 18 separate houses. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has arrived in the Ukraine. Going to talk with President Vladimir Zelensky on how Poland can keep supporting the country's almost 2-year war now with Russia. They're also expected to discuss ways of resolving the recent trade dispute between neighbors over grain shipments and trucking. He returned to power in Poland last month and is keen to show that the change in government will not bring a change to any of the Ukraine policy. Donald Trump is setting aside his months of battle with Ron DeSantis and welcoming him to the Republican primary race, as now Ron DeSantis dropped out on Sunday night. Trump was in New Hampshire, hailing his former rival, who endorsed the former president. It's become a ritual to welcome back somebody who was trying to take him out. Puts an end to a bitter rivalry during this campaign. Trump praised DeSantis for running a good campaign and making a gracious exit. Donald Trump supported Ron DeSantis when he ran for governor in Florida. Could potentially have a role somewhere in a future administration should Trump win. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of an historic mosque in the holy city of Ayodhya. A grand event, the temple, which is still under construction, is dedicated to Hinduism's most revered deity, Lord Ram. The mood in the city was jubilant. 7,500 people turned out for that one. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat has said the kingdom will not normalize relations with Israel unless there is some reconstruction of the Palestinian state. That's a non-starter for Israel's government. Thousands and tens of thousands of people marched on Washington Friday in some of the worst weather that city has seen for years in a pro-life rally. The March of Life is the second event at that capital since the Supreme Court decided to let states decide what their abortion rules should be. Alabama is preparing to attempt the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas. Kenneth Smith is scheduled to be put to death. The state plans to use a respirator face mask to replace his breathing air with pure nitrogen. That would deprive him of oxygen needed to stay alive. The state said the new method will actually cause unconsciousness within seconds and then cause death within minutes. Lawyers for Smith have argued the new method violates the ban on cruel and unusual punishment. They also argued it would be unconstitutional to make a second attempt to execute him because he survived a lethal injection in 2022. Now, if this is carried out, it'd be the first one using this method of nitrogen. Look at it this way, though. After, you know, if you bury them, nitrogen's good for the soil. Right, Mark?
Well, there is a bright side.
See, it's good for the soil, so environmentalists should like this one. Put that nitrogen back in the soil. Five states now are mandating that utilities be 100% all carbon-free energy by 2040. Michigan's the latest. Rhode Island wants to reach it in just 9 years. The goals are consistent with the Biden's mandate that the whole United States of America has to be all green energy by 2035. 2035, folks. That's 11 years. Everything. All green. No coal, no gas, no nuclear, nothing. All green. Can you imagine what the grid will be like? And imagine when we get this weather, what would happen? No solar at night?
No.
The only thing at night to produce energy then would be wind for the whole United States in 9 years? Impossible. $623 million in grants going out for electric vehicle charging stations. 22 states in Puerto Rico. Montana, the fourth largest state where we have miles and miles between places to fuel, is one of the states that won't get charging stations from the Biden administration. Only 22 will. $7.5 billion in that infrastructure. They want 500,000 new charging stations to be built by 2030. People couldn't get their cars to run during the recent cold snap. They wouldn't charge. They wouldn't move. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes sank to a new 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed and pushed home ownership out of the reach of many Americans. National Association of Realtors said Friday home sales were 4.09 million last year. Folks, that's down close to almost 20% from 2022. That is the weakest year for home sales that we've had in America since 1995. Median national home price edged up last year, now $389,000. Shares were mixed in Asia this morning. Wall Street was knocking on the door, some record highs. European markets opened lower. The S&P 500 rallied Friday, up 1.2%. The Dow, which set a record last month, was up 1.1%. NASDAQ up 1.7% as well. Japanese automaker that cheated on safety tests for decades said Monday it doesn't expect to resume shipping cars anytime soon. They ordered a subsidiary of Toyota to stop production of their entire alignment. The Daihatsu Motor Company skipped mandatory safety tests on their cars to ensure that the airbags would go off. No major accidents have been reported, but they're in some hot water. Georgia lawmakers are looking for ways to provide relief from, you guessed it, property taxes. Those proposals are coming as increases in home values cause their taxes to rise, just like Montana. Georgia's Senate Finance Committee will consider a bill Monday to limit increases in a home's assessed value to 3% for year. Oh, thank you. Thank you while I bend over and let you give it to me. The House Speaker down there proposes doubling the state's homestead tax exemption. That likely would cut bills by $100 million. Georgia is far from the only state where lawmakers are reacting to voter discontent over higher levels of property taxes. The EPA's newest assessment of water quality and nutrient pollution in the United States rivers and streams shows almost no progress in cutting nitrogen pollution. You know that comes primarily from farmland runoff. It could cause algae blooms, contaminate drinking water, could get worse as climate change increases rainfall that can I thought climate change created droughts. Climate change just creates everything.
Apparently, everything bad.
Everything good, everything bad, everything is all the result of climate change. Everything. Snow, cold, wind, freezing rain, ice, volcanoes, electricity rates, obesity, everything. Climate change. Causes everything. My hair to grow, your colors of your shirt to change, tanning, everything. Climate change. Everything's climate change now. Everything's climate change. Crude oil was up 46 cents, by the way, Friday. $72.79 a barrel, even though gasoline prices have now been holding steady. And there was a lot of celebration going on in Japan. Japan has now become the fifth country in history to reach the moon. Its spacecraft, which wasn't carrying astronauts, landed on the lunar surface early Saturday. They had an issue with the power supply, so the mission could be in jeopardy. They need more time to analyze whether the spacecraft made a pinpoint landing or not. That was a key priority of their mission. Head of their institute said officials believed the rovers were then launched, sending data back to Earth. The spacecraft's solar battery, though, is not generating power. Should have used gas. Only has a few more hours of battery life in it. Japan follows now the United States, the Soviet Union, China, and India in being able to reach the moon. It landed at 12:20 a.m. Tokyo time on Saturday. For the mission to be considered fully successful, they want to confirm whether it made a pinpoint landing or not. They were trying to get that craft to land within a 100-yard circle that they had picked on the face of the moon. A landing of such precision would be the world's first, and it would be crucial technology for sustainable, long-term, accurate space probe systems. Japan needs this technology to work to secure its place to contribute to international space projects. It was their first one that they have done in more than 20 years. So they're very happy. They're just having some energy issues up there. But they think that it, all in all, very successful. Only the fifth nation.
In sports, we're getting to the good time of year for the NFL playoffs. It's going to be Kansas City at Baltimore and Detroit at San Francisco. My opinion, Green Bay could have beat San Francisco and Buffalo should have beat Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have. But they didn't.
No.
And it's what matters when the time runs out.
Yeah, well, the coach said about Buffalo's kicker, look, we love the guy, you know, we trust him. Well, buddy, you made only 76% of your kicks this year. Yeah. And in Buffalo, it's just bad to miss one wide right.
That's a tough way. That's a tough place to kick.
Yeah.
In Buffalo. You could take the best kicker in the NFL, put him in Buffalo, and they're only going to make 80% of their kicks. Mm-hmm. That wind up there off the lake, it swirls in that place. I've been to Buffalo. It's windy up there.
Yeah.
And it swirls. Besides, here's another thing. Buffalo only had like five starters left on defense.
Right.
You know,
they're ravaged with injuries.
The last couple of weeks, they've been, I mean, they're carrying them off there. My God, it looked like Saving Private Ryan over the last couple of weeks for Buffalo. So, Baltimore's defense, on the other hand,
boy,
they're healthy.
Yeah, they're healthy and they're quite fast.
And they're all there. So, yep. It's going to be a different animal playing them for Kansas City. But that's all that matters, though, is at the end of the game, what the numbers show.
That's right.
Well, today, the mild weather continues, 37 degrees, partly sunny, all week. In fact, now all the way through the 1st of February, folks, nice weather. Temperatures in the 40s, even 50s following the weekend. This coming weekend, we're going to jump up into the 50s a couple days. So, going to look good out there all the way through February now. Mid-40s all through this week, 31 out there right now, which is nice. 6:43, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.